The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer and I talk about AEW Dynamite from last night, especially the opener with CM Punk in the ring challenging MJF to a dog collar match. We talk about that, and then we sit down with Tasha Steelz, who's facing Mickey James this Saturday at No Surrender. A lot to do with Tommy on the Busted Open Podcast, and it starts right now. In my eyes, pretty damn good Dynamite last night, Tommy.
A crowd makes a show even better. The Nashville people brought it last night. They enjoyed their AEW. There was a lot of really, really good segments. I would go, there was a good, bad, and an ugly. Okay. And there was a lot of good. And, you know, we'll break that down during the show. There was, but what you said, the first setting up for the pay-per-view, that CM Punk opening up that show, seeing him sit there in that, you know, famous CM Punk, the way he happy he can still sit that way. And with that box and how it was shot, and he told a story, and he told a wonderful story. And the fact that you go back to wrestling and the whole Piper and being my Valentine. And this is why I love professional wrestling, and I love professional wrestling fans, because when he revealed out of the shoebox the dog collar. That match happened in, what, 1983?
Yep.
Fans still remember it. Fans still talk about it. And there are a throwback like that. I don't know how many people actually have seen that match, but they know the lore. But getting people interested in that is because of how CM Punk built it up and then calling out MJF. And MJF, for the first time, not saying anything. And you can, when Vince McMahon has said, this is where your money is, and I'm pointing to your face, MJF's face sold everything that CM Punk said, everything that he showed vulnerability. He showed he was being upset. He showed that he wasn't this cocky, arrogant prick that he's portrayed because of how CM Punk built up that dog collar match. It'll take years off your career, years off your life. Sorry, I was choking. That is also, you could get so much without saying anything, and you get so much with just a look. Beautiful, beautiful, well done segment. Loved it, which set up the pay-per-view for MJF versus CM Punk.
Yeah, I agree with you in everything you said. You know, pro wrestling's made up of moments. And listen, I worked with the NHL, I work with the NFL, and obviously now with Busted Open working in the world of pro wrestling. I don't think you get the nods to the past in any other sport more than you do with pro wrestling. I don't think fans remember, recognize, and appreciate history like pro wrestling fans do. Tommy, I got so excited during Punk's promo because you're right. He mentioned, you know, Piper in Portland, and he said it again. Then he said it a third time. And then he said about your Valentine. And then right away, I'm like, he's going to have a freaking dog collar match with MJF at Revolution. So before he even opened up that box, I think I knew, you knew, and the crowd knew what was going to happen. And the place popped. And then you go on social media and everybody's posting pictures of, like you said, a match that took place, Tommy, in 1983. Like, think about that. That shows the respect and the love that wrestling fans have for history. And there's been many dog collar matches since. But I think the one that everybody goes back to is the one from Starrcade 83 between Rowdy Roddy Piper and Greg the Hammer Valentine, two Hall of Famers. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen between Punk and MJF. And Tommy, like you said, Punk sitting in that pose in the middle of the ring. What a great way to start off the show, because you immediately grab everyone's attention. There you are. You would have thought they were in Chicago last night by the reaction of that crowd to CM Punk. That was a pretty cool way to start off Dynamite last night.
Yes. And then, you know, there's other things. How it was shot. The camera was low, probably either on the apron and shooting a little bit up. It gave you that first person perspective. As soon as you came on the show, it was different. And different is good. We're not going to get, you know, hell, we didn't get a CM Punk entrance. How much do we love CM Punk's entrance? It was him waiting, and you will sit in attention like you're in school and listen to the master speak. And when I say the master, he's a master promo. And even harken back to his promo, what he had said before in the past and how his whole journey, it was beautifully thought of and beautifully communicated by CM Punk. And what I loved about the whole thing as well, I knew it too. When he went that Piper, Valentine, I knew, I was like, dude, are they going to like, when he was talking about steel cage, and then I'm saying, myself, are they going to go like a barbed wire? And then when he did that, I was like, nope, they're going to go dog collar. I still wasn't sure when he opened it up, if it was a strand of barbed wire, I would have got it. If it was what it was, in my head, I had two things, dog collar and, but I still had to wait. And I'm Tommy Dreamer, who has been watching wrestling since I'm 10 years old. Yep. So I'm now 41 years in, and I waited to see. And when he pulled that out, the fans, like you said, they loved it. It was so masterfully done. And that's why I say wrestling is an art form. Wrestling is a dance. And his promo and MJF's reaction was a beautifully written song. And it took me on an emotional ride. It made me think of things in the past, made me think of things in the present, and made me think of things in the future. And it wasn't a pipe bomb promo, but just everything was set up beautifully. Where I'm like, man, I wanna see this concert when it happens in Orlando. I wanna pay money for on pay-per-view, or I wanna pay money to be there live to see this because of what just two men did. And now I have a whole other roster to fill out.
Hear what's happening around the globe on World of Basketball.
Franz and Mo Wagner of the Orlando Magic.
One thing I appreciate most about Franz is, I mean, he was a high first round pick. He's been playing really well, I think. Through that whole hype, he's been very grounded. I mean, I remember he almost dropped 40 and then he played FIFA with me that night.
New episodes of World of Basketball, hosted by Fran Fraschilla, are released Thursdays on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Friend of the show and our guest right now, the one and only Tasha Steeles. Tasha, good morning and thanks for the time.
I think I'm the favorite friend of the show, but I have a question, Dave. So you're doing your t-shirt challenges every day, right?
Yep.
So you have the Boricua Badass, the history maker, the future Knockouts world champion on Busted Open this morning, and you do not have on a Tasha Steeles shirt. Shame on you, Dave.
Tasha,
shame on you.
Tasha, before you get upset and angry, you're absolutely right. I do have that t-shirt, which I bought on ProWrestlingTees.com. And I'm wearing it Saturday when you step into the ring with Mickey James, because I feel wearing that shirt is showing support for you, because I feel, Tasha, that come Saturday night at No Surrender, we are going to have a new Impact Knockouts champion.
And you know what? Your feeling is 100,000% right, Dave. That's
Hello.
Why you're one of my favorites.
Hello, right? I mean, come on. I got. Let's say it this way, Tasha. If I wore it today, knowing that you were going to be on the show, come on, it's a little suspect. People are saying, "Oh, look at LaGreca; he's kissing up to Tasha." But my plan is to wear it on Saturday night. As a fan,
I think Bully will say that a lot about you.
Yeah, whatever. He's not on today, so we don't need to talk about him. I'm just saying, when I'm watching that on Fight TV on Saturday, I will be supporting my good friend, New Jersey's own, Tasha Steeles.
That's how we do it. Jersey supports Jersey all the time.
Yeah. And it's, come on, Mickey James is run. It's been long enough. It's time for her to give it up to you, Tasha. So I'm looking forward to Saturday night. There you go.
It's my time. It's my time. Always been. It's going to happen.
Well, I hope Andres, the producing giant, is saving this audio for next time we have Mickey James on. I may have to have our host throw this at Mr. LaGreca just to see him squirm, to see where he can get with there with Mickey, because Mickey may be coming on sooner than you think, Mr. LaGreca.
Hold on. Are we doing this again, Dave? You're putting other people before me again? First it was Deanna, now it's Mickey James?
What are you talking about? This is are you not looking at your Zoom box? Tommy's saying this, not me. Here's the thing.
Bully said you put Deanna before me. Now Tommy
Bully,
is saying you're putting
Bully.
Mickey
Bully's
before
not on
me.
Today.
I have no choice but to believe these men. Why would they lie to me?
Wait. First of all,
I'm saying he is a big fan of you. If I was to weigh the two, I'd say he might lean a little bit more towards Deanna, but I said I just want to hear this audio played when Mickey's on the next time.
No, I actually think that Tasha's been overlooked in this whole situation. I think Mickey is way too focused on Deanna Purrazzo. This is Deanna Purrazzo had her time. Deanna Purrazzo had her time. It's Tasha Steeles' time right now, Tom. I'm saying it right now. Listen, look at me, Tommy, when I'm talking to you. I'm saying this right now, okay? Deanna Purrazzo, much respect. Love Deanna Purrazzo. She had her moment. She had her time. Okay, her time is past. Mickey James, legend. Future Hall of Famer. Great champion. It is now Tasha Steeles' time. You understand what I'm saying? At No Surrender, if I was a betting man, I put my money down at Tasha Steeles. I'm wearing a Tasha Steeles t-shirt on Saturday night. We are going to see a new Impact Knockouts champion on Saturday. Book it. I'm saying it right now on a Thursday edition of Busted Open. Come Saturday night, at No Surrender, available on Fight TV. Tasha Steelz will be your new Impact Knockouts champion. Go ahead, Tommy.
Hey, that's on period. On period. Yeah.
Exclamation, not period. Exclamation point, Tasha. Exclamation point. Go ahead, Tommy.
Tasha, he is less cooler than I am, which, as you know, on the cool scale, you know, come on now. Listen, right before you came on, we had Darren McCarty. He's won 4 Stanley Cups, and he mentioned coaches. You have been blessed with, you know, coaches from your beginning, and now I kind of feel like you're blessed with coaches as well. And you are constantly getting, you're a student of the game, but you're constantly wanting to improve. That's why I love you. I've gone to bat for you, and I always tell you, you have never let me down. You're the Ultimate X was next level for women's wrestling, but you emerged victorious with that. And, you know, your promos, if you think about your turn, your time in Impact Wrestling, you know, you came in, you then hooked up with Kira as a tag team. You guys rose through that. Then your partner leaves and you have carried the ball for a while. And like Dave said, I do feel your time is now, but it has a lot to do with, as well as what Darren was talking about, the preparation, the reps, the practice. You don't just become great. You have to get to the point where great, where now then your greatness is mostly recognized. So like coming into Saturday, you're fighting one of the greatest, but I know you don't back down to Mickey's credentials or that the fact that she's the champion, because I know out of anybody that gets it, you've been super hungry for a while.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've learned nothing but hustling. The art of hustling. I'm still hustling to this day. You know, I'm still learning. Like you said, I'm a student of the game. I'm still learning everything. I'm still climbing. I'm still growing. I'm still doing all of that. You know, Saturday, Mickey, I've given all my respect and I've given her all the flowers previously. You know, now it's she's stepping in the ring with somebody who's 10 times hungrier than she is. And I think she's kind of doubting that a little bit, you know, because she still has her eye focused on Deanna. Why? I don't know. But she has to understand that somebody who has nothing to lose and everything to gain is super hungry for what's sitting around her waist. And she has to know that. I mean, I don't know, like, she hasn't, I mean, it's been a while since she's been in that mind state of hungriness, you know? But she's going to learn Saturday, and stepping in the ring with someone like me, I'm going to teach her, you know what I'm saying? Teach her a thing or two about how a hustler works. And I'm a worker.
And for our listeners that, you know, may or may not know your story, I know you have a chip on your shoulder. Tasha went to WWE. She did her tryout. She did all this stuff with, you know, NXT. And they said, hey, we want you to be a referee. Mm-hmm. And she bet on herself and was like, I want to be a wrestler. And, you know, thank you for that opportunity, blah, blah, blah. But I want to be a wrestler. And then she has gotten an opportunity and kicked open that door and Impact. And in my opinion, this is your greatest match upcoming. You've done what you've done in the past. You know, again, like I said, the Ultimate X, you wear that big ass X. How did you fly with that big ass X, by the way? That's really
Man, it's not easy at all.
Make Savannah carry it through the airport.
I mean, sometimes, but then when they see her with it, they got to check her and then they got to check me. And I'm just like, man, you guys don't watch. I mean, this is what it's about, you know? So it's hard with TSA. You got to explain things, especially like when you have a title, you got to explain things for like an hour and then it goes haywire from there.
Try walking through an airport with the broken hardcore title. Oh yeah, you feel great after you see. Oh God. After you're behind this guy named John Cena who's got a spinner belt, or a guy named Batista who's got this big title, and they're like, "Why is your belt broken?" It's like, anyway. But this Saturday, I feel will be your, like David, and I'm a big Mickey James fan as well. But you are primed and ready. You're the, if I use my Rocky reference, I feel you're Mr. T and you are in this zone and it's your biggest match to date. because of the ramifications. And for you, it's the ultimate goal of being the best.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This will also help me 10 times more of stepping in a ring of somebody great like Mickey James. What better way to push my name out there more and make a bigger name for myself than being in a ring and getting that respect from somebody like Mickey James? So at the end of the day, you know, win or lose, I'm going to win. Win or lose, I want to go out there and give Mickey James my 1,000% and show her why I deserve to be here.
Natasha, you faced Mickey James in a tag match, but this is the first time you're ever facing her one-on-one, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Tommy referenced it. Is this the biggest match of your career on Saturday?
It is. I mean, for right now, it could be bigger matches for me later on down the line, but right now it is, because I've never had a title match with someone of a Mickey James caliber. You know, she's one of the greatest women in professional wrestling and women's wrestling. She's laid a foundation for a lot of us women today. You know, I'm here. I am giving her freaking flowers again. I hope she don't hear this, because I hate putting her over.
Put her over on Saturday. You're good.
Yeah, but it is, because this helps me solidify my career a lot more, you know, and cement my name a lot more, that I can get in the ring with someone like her and be able to last in the ring, and beating her on top of that and having a championship on top of that. That's like the cherry on top.
I know there's a lot of wrestlers that listen to this show. I know there's a lot of independent wrestlers that listen to this show. Again, I've known you for a while. You're doing it, and wrestlers should look at you, how to become a success. Like she said, she's hustling still, always learning, but you start off on the indies. Her gear is always point, as they like to say, or period, as they like to say. Then her gear, her body, she's always in shape. She's always upping her game in the ring, not doing the same stuff. And she's got a badass attitude on camera. She can talk anything that she's been given. And I remember your first little spot you were given was in, I want to say, a battle royal in Philly, in Impact. It was an opportunity, and cool. Thank you for the opportunity. It was very, very professional. And now you look at where you may main event a pay-per-view. So your path, and you've been on the right path. You listen, you adapt, you listen to your coaches, you listen to the people behind the scenes, because as you know, one person will tell you one thing, another person will tell you another. That doesn't really happen that much in Impact. We're all kind of on the same page, but it's just, if you're out there and you're listening, use and see why certain people are successful, and then listen to their story, and then you understand that.
Well said, Uncle Tommy. Well said.
You could buy me lunch.
I got you. Right. You know, I'm gonna have you know, that extra title money. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, championship money. I'm gonna get that championship money. So, you know, Ruth Chris Steakhouse on me.
No, boy, maybe I can maybe I can tag along. Tasha, you've been with Impact now, what, about 14 months?
Yeah,
just a little over a year. And you've had some fantasy matchups. You've gotten into the ring, like you said, with people that you grew up watching, people that you admired, people that probably made you and motivated you to step into the ring. And I'm sure that Mickey James is one of those people. You know, when you're face to face with her on Saturday night, does that come to your mind at all, or do you completely block that out? Because I know you've given her flowers a lot just in this interview, but when you're actually face to face with her, do you block all that out?
Yeah, I'm in the ring and I'm looking at somebody trying to take an opportunity away from me, and that opportunity is becoming the Knockouts World Champion. So I'm not looking at it as, oh my God, it's Mickey James. I did that when I won the Ultimate X, and oh my God, now I'm having a feud with Mickey James. But now it's like, I'm stepping in the ring with another female that has an opportunity that I need that she's trying to take away from me. And I have to do whatever I have to do by any means necessary. That is my theme for 2022, by any means necessary, to keep that opportunity in my possession and not let her take that opportunity away from me. And that's the Knockouts World Championship.
And I know also your trainer, Damien Adams, he wants you to win because then, listen, he can literally gloat that he trained three world champions that current, because Deanna has two titles, you mm-hmm. have one, he'd be gloating like an MF-er.
I mean, that's what trainer doesn't want to have those bragging rights? He will brag. He will purposely do the drives, okay? He will do the drives from state to state and brag. Hey, listen, I got a champ in Deanna Purrazzo, and I got a champ in Tasha Steeles, Knockouts world champion, the AAA Reina de Reinas champion, and the Ring of Honor women's champion. Come on now. Who doesn't want to brag about that?
It is kudos.
It's all in the team. All in the team.
I love it. I love it. Tasha, seeing it, you now, like the first, when we first started talking to you here on Busted Open, you were driving, you know, a 13-year-old car. Now you're, you know, driving a souped-up SUV and, you know, getting ready mm-hmm. for this big championship. How much, seriously, how much has your life changed over the last year?
Oh my goodness. It has changed a lot for me, but for the better. You know, it's opened my eyes up a lot more. I'm able to have so much more opportunities. A lot of other doors have been opening for me that closed in my face a few times, but you know, I don't hold a grudge of that. You know what I'm saying? It's, you're going to hear a lot of no's before you hear yes. And that's all well and dandy. I understand. So it's changed for me for the better, you know what I'm saying? And, making that money, making that shmoney, I like to say it's been a plus two. Cause you know, I got, you know, my little luxury cars here. I don't have one. I got two. So, it's been great and I'm gonna keep rising, you know?
All right, I need you to help me, Tasha. And Tommy, I didn't mean to step on you, but, you know, because I'm 50, Tasha, mm-hmm. but, you know, I mm-hmm. always want to, you know, tap into a younger audience. You know what I'm saying? So I got to understand the language, the lingo and everything. You said shmoney. So, like, what's the difference between money and shmoney?
See, money is just like, oh, you got like $5, $10. Oh, you have a little money with you. That's like allowance money. But shmoney is when you got a couple grands, a couple bands in your hand. Okay. That's shmoney. That's something you want to brag about. But money is just like, oh, you did chores today. You got like $20. That's money. You know, you go spend that like at McDonald's or something. But shmoney is those bands, those wads, those stacks that you can't hold just in one hand. You got to have two hands to hold. That's shmoney.
See, Tommy, that's what I need in my contract. I need SiriusXM. when my agent talks to SiriusXM, he needs Dave LaGreca needs his
money.
Not money, shmoney. All right, thank you, Tasha. I appreciate that.
I got you. See, I hit Uncle Tommy, too, on the language. So, you know, you're not the only one.
Thank you for making him cooler. He's still deciding whether he's going to get on the tick or the talk. He just hasn't decided which one he wants.
Well, you know, I mean, it's either TikTok or not at all, Dave. So I don't know. You can't choose.
Yeah, he's still debating on the tick or the talk. So yeah, we'll get it.
Oh man, you just lost your cool points right there.
Tasha, I got a lot of tick, but that's not good. A lot of talk. I got to kind of balance out the ticket. I'm very high on tick, very low on talk. But you know, I'll balance it out. Don't worry about it. I'll be fine. Thank you.
I was going to ask, unfortunately, I follow him on social media, is Matt Cardona, who's living the dream, but mm-hmm. his lovely wife, I also follow on social media. They're living it up in Paris. Lord. They're on their honeymoon. Who takes titles with them on their honeymoon just to post pictures? I don't think they do anything except post pictures. Like, and then like, let's go to this next thing so we could post a picture. Hey, I'm drinking. Hey, I'm in front of the Eiffel Tower with the NWA title, this title, that title. Where does she fit in all this? She's kind of, I don't want to say ponied up to Mickey, but her and Mickey have some sort of friendship going on. I feel you were right in your assessment of you win the Ultimate X. And why is Mickey getting this? I mean, why is Chelsea getting the match? And you also beat Chelsea.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this sounds like a clout chaser to me. You know, trying to get all up in my business with Mickey James. She was kissing Mickey James's ass. Oh, that's my chow chow, my mick mick. Damn about that. She's a non-factor to me, Uncle Tommy. All right. She's a non-factor. I beat her so many times. I only have 10 fingers. I've beaten her way more than that, you know? So Chelsea Green is she's not a concern to me. I don't know why she's butting in our business, but you know, that's what clout chasers do. She's trying to find a way to, oh, can I have a tater shot? Can I have a tater shot? She need to get in the back of the line like everybody else do and wait their turn. Because when the Board Equal Badass wins, I'll give her a shot and I'll beat her again. And then I'll talk to her about it. I'll coach her through. But for right now, she's all trying to, you know, get all up in this Kool-Aid, but she really don't know the flavor. You know what I'm saying? And I heard they don't drink Kool-Aid in Canada. So I don't know what it is, but she needs to calm it down.
They drink juice out of a bag, eh? Clout chaser, David. Clout chaser.
That's clout chaser, word. Dave. That's another word. Learn that.
Clout chaser. Kind of like chasing the hug, but a clout chaser.
Okay. Yeah. And I get it, too. I understand. Tasha, you know, all this time has been building up her reputation, building up the wins, more importantly than anything else, and now finally getting these shots. And then she sees people just walking in and expecting title shots. Tasha, you can't expect anything. You have to earn it. You have earned it over the last year.
Exactly. I'm a hustler. That's what hustlers do. We earn our stuff. We don't just walk in and expect it. I mean, if we all walked in and expected a title shot, nobody would be getting a title shot. You know, that's where everybody's mind is. But I'm a hustler. I like to start from the bottom and work my way up so you can see why I get the things that I get, why I do the things that I do. That's me.
May I ask a question so I could become cooler? What is the difference between a hustler and a player?
Okay. A hustler is someone who works their ass off to get the things that they need. Now, a player is somebody who got, like, multiple people on their side, and they going from this house to that house to that house to that house to that house. They got, like, so many different relationships, but they're keeping it on the low. That's a player. A hustler is somebody who out here, you know, getting that money. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Getting what they need to do. Player is somebody who, male or female, out here having multiple engagements and all that stuff like that. Like that's the difference.
Now I know. Now I know why I've been called a player hater. What?
you've been a player hater, Uncle Tommy.
Let's move forward. It's about you, not about me.
And again, No Surrender this weekend, Saturday night, available on Fight TV. And of course, one of the main event matches is going to be our guest right now. Tasha Steele's going up against Mickey James for the Impact Knockouts Champion. I will be representing Team Tasha on Saturday when I'm doing my WrestleMania t-shirt challenge. Now, I do have to say this, Tasha. You knew you were coming on Busted Open today. You do have a Dave LaGreca girl t-shirt. Last time I saw, you didn't think about wearing that shirt today during Busted Open? You're coming on as a guest?
Well, see, Busted Open started at what time? And you guys posted a picture of yourself this morning. And when I saw you wasn't wearing a Tasha Steele t-shirt, I changed my mind.
All right. So maybe you'll
now
be wearing
a Future Legend t-shirt. Shout out to Future Legend. So now, Dave, you understand why I had to wear this shirt, because you didn't wear my shirt.
Okay, but I'll be wearing your shirt.
It's called
on
tit
Saturday.
For tat, Dave. Tit for tat.
Tit for tat.
Nothing. He knows that word.
I definitely know that one. Tasha, thank you so much. Good luck on Saturday, and we'll be rooting for you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Tasha Steele's, Tommy. We're learning stuff from you. Shmoney. Learned about that, learned about player and difference between player and hustler. And also, too, there is a good chance, Tommy, that we're going to see a new Impact Knockouts champion on Saturday.
It's going to be a hell of a match. I know the two women deliver. They have a very, very good chemistry together. And I think my analogy of Rocky and Mr. T was a very, very good one, because Tasha has had a chip on her shoulder and it wants to go out there and prove that she's the best because of all the doors that were shut in her face. And thankfully, Impact Wrestling believed in her. Yep. And she has delivered every single time. And that's key. That'll go to something we'll talk about after, when you're given an opportunity, how you have to rise to that occasion when we go back to our assessment of Dynamite. But Tasha, no matter how big or how small, she has always done her job to the best of her ability, and hence why she's going into, you know, one of the biggest matches of her career against one of the biggest wrestlers out there in the industry. And a company relies on her, as well as a company relies on her, the champion, to see where it's going. And a lot of people are talking about it.
And it's a pretty big show on Saturday night, available on Fight TV. You got Matt Cardona, your Impact Digital Media champion, going up against Jordan Grace, your
He's
former
currently
champion.
In the air from Paris right now. He's tweeting, live tweeting, I think. That's what he does at all times.
Eric Young versus Jay White.
Ooh,
at No
match.
Surrender on Saturday night. The Good Brothers going up against God. And I think that has a stipulation attached to it too, right? If the Good Brothers lose, they're out of the Bullet Club.
There's a lot going on. There's some real issues for a long time between the Bullet Club. There's Bullet Club Japan. There's a lot of issues going on. I can't keep track of it all, but I know the fans do. And that there's a lot of personal issues going on.
Morrissey going up against Moose for the Impact World Championship. And, of course, Mickey James and Tasha Steelz for the Impact Knockouts World Championship. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.